Gittin Perek Vav Mishnah Vav. Mishaya Mushlach Labor, person that's sent and sitting inside of a pit. V'amar kol ha-shameas kolo yichtov get li ishto. And he says that whoever hears his name should write a get to his wife. And he also says his own name and his city's name and also his wife's name and his wife's city, like the Torah brings. Hare elu yichtivu v'yitenu. So we can assume, like Rashi says, that he's appointing whoever's listening to him as a shliach. And you can write the get and give the get. We don't assume a few things. Number one, the Gemara asks, maybe it's a shade. We don't assume that. One of the answers is that we see that it's a human being. Number two, also, the real concern also is that maybe somebody's trying to mess his wife up. Maybe it's one of the tsaras that's messing his wife up. So also, we're not choshesh for this. This is a guy that's clearly in trouble. He's going to die. And if not now, we have no other options. So we're not choshesh for that. Also, that's not so shchiach. Anyway, that a woman would do that to her tsara. So we write and give the get on his behalf. Habari sha'amar kisvu ged l'ishti, rotza l'sachek ba. If a regular healthy person writes, kisvu ged l'ishti, just to write a get for his wife, he's just playing around with her. So we don't give the get. It's interesting because Kiv Eger doesn't understand what's this l'sachek. What do you mean playing around? Why can't it be that he's just designating a shliach to write the get? And then afterwards, either he'll give the get to her, or he'll appoint different shluchim to give the get. But Mehechetesi is trying to play around. So he says it's efshar. Maybe with the understanding here is that any time that when he's saying kisvu ged l'ishti, he means write and also give the get. That's what he means. But since he didn't say it, we assume he's just playing around with her. I don't think it would be such a funny joke to her, unless that's not what l'sachikba means. Maybe it means something else. There was a maisa with a healthy person that just said the lashon of kisvu get l'ishti, just to write it. But then he went to the top of his roof, v'nafal v'meis, and he fell off and he died. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, Amru Chacham. Chacham said, im me'atzma nafal, if he fell off by himself, meaning he committed suicide, hareze get. So this is a good get, because what's really happening here, the Rav says, is that the Mishnah is a chesiri mechzera, and the Mishnah really means to say that if hochiach sofo al tchiloso, that the end elaborated what he meant, if we see at the end what he really meant to begin with when he said it, like in this case where a guy said kisvu get, and then he jumped off the roof, so obviously he meant write and give it. So that's why the Chum said, im me'atzma nafal reze get, im aruach dechaato eino get. But if it happened to be that the wind just knocked him off, it's something that he wasn't controlling, so he wasn't the one that caused this, then he's no different than anybody else, and it's eino get.